the Word of God and have one statement on one page. It's the only message that I have that is one line. I like you playing. I'm not going to preach long. The Word of God will stand. That's all I have on that page. Something hit me, and I couldn't add anything to that page. And it says, the Word of God will stand. The Word of God will stand. No challenges, no bats, nothing. The Word of God that's in you, that you have, will stand when everything else is crumbling around you. When your life is falling apart, God's Word will stand. I read that to Benai on the way down here tonight. One line. And he began to speak to me about how he is diametrically different than the enemy. The enemy works in fear. That's the totality of Satan is based on the dimension of fear. Fear paralyzes, but the Word stands. Jesus frees. Fear paralyzes. Jesus frees. Frees us. The Word of God will stand. Fear demoralizes us. Jesus energizes us. How many can say amen? You see, the Word of God will stand. Fear depresses us. Jesus gives us confidence. The Word of God will stand. Fear says, quit. Jesus says, victory. I remember them singing that old victory, victory, victory is mine. I don't know how it went from there, but it's a good song. Through the land, Jesus, victory. A little chorus. Fear says quit. The Word of God will stand. Jesus says victory. Think about that. When you're ready to quit, the Word supersedes the fear of the enemy. And he doesn't say it's over. He says it's just starting. Fear blinds. Jesus shows us what he sees. Woo. To see through the eyes of Christ. Fear says, I can't. Jesus said, I can do all things through Paul, through Christ who strengtheneth me. See, the Word of God stands. Fear says, I'm a failure. Jesus says, I can win with him, and I can be the impossible through Jesus. You're not a failure. That's fear. I want you to get to the place in your life that you hate fear. Not fear, fear. Hate fear. Hate fear. Hate fear. A real warrior of the cross, if he's threatened and the enemy tries to come and use fear against him, it will make, it'll incense him. He'll become mad. I gotta find this other one. We've been praising God tonight. There's an enormous amount of power in praise. If you don't give me some air up here, Dave, I'm going to melt down. Is it on? We just had an air conditioner break today that's in our nursery. It costs $2,000 to get fixed. If anybody would like to help us, I would appreciate your help, because we're going to get it fixed for the nursery. How many says amen? They said it's just gone. We got to put new guts in it. So if anybody wants to help us, help, tell me, come to me. I don't worry about that stuff. God's a provider, isn't he? The Bible says in 2 Kings, in 2 Kings chapter 8, I saw several little examples. In 2 Kings chapter 6, I'm sorry, verse 8. Now the king of Aram was warring against Israel, and he counseled with his servants, saying, "In such and such a place shall my camp be." The man of God sent word to the king of Israel, saying, "Beware that you do not pass through this place, for the Arameans are coming down there." The king of Israel sent to the place about which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him, so that he guarded himself there more than once or twice. Now the heart of the king of Aram was enraged. Satan gets mad when God tells on him. You hear me? Now listen just a minute. I'm going to get to the good part here in just a minute. The heart of the king of Aram was enraged. I mean, he got mad over this thing, and he called his servant and said to them, "Will you tell me which of us is for this king of Israel?" And his servant said, "No, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom." So he said, "Come here and see where he is, and I may send and take him." And it was told him, saying, "Behold, he's in Dothan." And he sent horses and chariots and a great army. There they came by night and surrounded the city, and they were around Dothan. Now when the attendant of the man of God had risen early and gone out, behold, an army with horses and chariots were encircling the city, and his servant, this is probably Gehazi, his servant walks out with a cup of coffee on the city wall. And he looks through the fog and he goes, "That's crazy. I thought I saw chariots and an army down there. It's what your mind will do early in the morning." A few minutes later, the fog dissipated a little bit more, and Gehazi goes, "We're surrounded. We're surrounded." Now, it wasn't imagination. They were surrounded. Some of you, when the enemy comes against you, tries to surround you, and it's a real surround you. It's a real enemy, and he's really surrounding you. And Gehazi lost his touch for Folgers, and the shakes got him, and before long he'd splashed all the coffee out of that cup, and he went, "We're dead." He went straight back and got Elisha. And when the attendant of the man of God had risen early in the morning and gone out, behold, an army of horses and chariots had encircling the city. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, What shall we do? What are we going to do? They are on every side of me. You ever have the enemy encircle you? It's real. That's what makes the story better. The fact that it's real. These people that try to pray away the truth and say, well, it really, you're just confessing this. Oh, it really wasn't that. I want it to be real. I want a real devil trying to really kill me for a real God to come to deliver me. And you. What are we going to do? And Elisha, so he answered, do not fear. Now listen to this. This is a great one of the greatest one-liners in all the Bible. Everybody say 2 Kings. Say it louder. 2 Kings. Chapter 6. Verse 16. 2 Kings 6:16. Say it.
2 Kings 6:16.
I want it to be in your head. 2 Kings 6:16. 2 Kings 6:16. I want you to be able to quote the word. 2 Kings 6:16 says this. Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. There's more with us than there is with them. We have more than they have. Hebrews 11 says that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Billions. Say it out loud. Do not fear. For those who are with us are more than those who are with them. We are outnumbering them. That's not a way Gehazi saw it. How can you say that? How can I sit here tonight and tell you that you have greater power, greater strength, that you've got an advantage and a power over the devil that's so outnumbered in your favor that it's incredible when all you can see is you're encircled by an enemy? How can I say that? And then Elisha said this. He prayed and he praised God. He worshiped God. Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened his eyes. And he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire. Of fire. Fire all around them. The Holy Ghost just told me to do this. I'm going to be obedient. Pastor, I need my eyes anointed. I'm not going to explain that much. You're tired of seeing what the enemy's showing you. You're running to see what God wants to see. You want your eyes anointed? Come up here right now. I'm going to anoint your eyes. Hurry. I'm tired of seeing what the enemy's showing me. I'm ready to see through the eyes of God. Because those who are with us are far greater, Pastor, than those who are with them. I'll get y'all. I want my eyes to see. With praise and with faith. Because greater are they that's with us than them, than they that are against us. All the days of your life that you will see through the eyes of faith, that we won't see through our eyes, but we will see through the eyes of faith. God's word stands. Do you hear me? God's word stands. We're going to see through the eyes that God has, not our eyes. Who else down here? Where'd I stop? Come here, boy. You say that's it's totally silly to people that don't believe. I'm going to tell you something. God's anointing some eyes tonight that you can see the way He sees. All right, got you once, Gary. Got you again. Come here, brother. Come here, Dustin. Huh? Oh, yes. I'm going to anoint every one of you that wants it here. Kenny, come here. Come here, son. Melba, come here. But the numbers don't look good. The numbers look like, and the numbers were telling the truth for what he could see in his realm. They were outnumbered. But he said, what you can't see is what I can see. Because when you've been running fearful, I've been praising him. And there's something about praise that changes. But kids, come up here. Girl, come here, hurry. I'll give you eyesight like Jesus sees. Did I miss anybody? Who wants to be anointed up here? Do you? Do you? See with the eyes that God has for you. I'm following the Holy Spirit. Just be patient. Nobody, it's not going to run off or run out. Hold on, Eddie. Yes, sir. Your son. Let me see through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. Open his eyes, Lord, that he can see. And the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots and a fire all around him, and they came down to him. Elijah prayed. Listen, when they came down to him, Elijah prayed to the Lord and said, strike this people with blindness, I pray thee. So he struck them with blindness, according to the words of Elisha. Now let me tell you what's so powerful, what's so profound, what we don't read, what we haven't gotten in this word. When he said, make them as blind as my servant was 5 minutes ago. Give them back some of their own medicine. Give them back some of their own medicine. He didn't say, poof, fry them, kill them. He said, give them back a little bit of their own medicine. When the enemy comes against you, it's God's desire to give him back a little of his own medicine. And you need, some of your enemies need to be whipped good, don't they? Yeah. Amen? Yeah. I'm talking about this fear. Now I'm going to tell you one of the greatest one-liners God's ever given me. And I wrote it down before I even realized how powerful it was that he gave it to me. I told Benaiah tonight on the way down here, I said, there are some men that God will speak through, and they'll go around telling people it was them. And they get caught up in it. They become egotistical and full of themselves. But a true man of God will realize that we're dumb as a stump. And when God gives us something, it's from Him. And that makes it valid. It's not just some cunning words. Listen to this line. Praise Him when your eyes can't see what your praise can. Whoa! Whoa! Praise Him when your eyes cannot see what your praise can. Did you hear that? That's no man's word. That's a man, that's a word from the Holy Ghost. You have to do cartwheels. Just lift your hand and praise Him. Praise Him all over this house right now. When your eyes can't see what your praise can. Oh, God. Oh, God. It makes me want to praise You. If I was in praise, I'll get 20/20 vision. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, I praise You. Oh, God, I love You. Oh, God. Oh, God, I praise You. When your emotions say no, no, let your praise say yes, yes to His power. But listen to that one line. When your eyes can't see what your praise can. Oh, 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 God, I love You. Jesus, I love You. If you've been baptized in the Holy Ghost, I want you to start praising Him in tongues right now. I want you to worship Him in the Holy Ghost. I want you to, you don't have to get taught how. Start praising Him in the Holy Spirit right now. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Worship Him. Let Him hear that perfect praise. Oh God, when my eyes can't see what my praise can, I will fear not. I praise You, God. Oh, I praise You, God. I praise You, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Chapter 17 of 1 Samuel. After Goliath had called David everything, including a dog, and he told him to come down here and he'll tear his flesh in pieces and feed the birds and the beast. Then David reported, listen, he reported. Then David said to the Philistine, this is chapter 17, verse 45. Somebody say, 1 Samuel 17, 45. I want you to know this stuff. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Woo! I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Oh. The God of the armies of Israel, whom you've defiled. Too late now. Listen. Listen, are you listening? It's too late for Goliath to get out of this now. He has done been killed. Too late. He came back out of it. I don't want to fight you. You're too little. It's no, it's not fair. You're just a kid. Get away from me. Nah, too late. He, listen to me. If you're listening, say amen. When your enemy comes after you and just wears you out ragged and you can't move no more and you get a little bit of peace in your mind and you think, well, maybe he'll go away. God says, nope, nope, nope. Too late. Too late. We're not going to let him out of here. No, no. You're not just going to walk off too late now. Somebody say, too late now. To your enemy. You say, well, I just want to get rid of it. I just don't want to be bought. No more. You should want victory. Listen. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you've taunted and defiled. This day the Lord will deliver you up into my hand, and I will strike you down and remove your head from you. And I will give the dead bodies of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth, and all the earth will know that there's a God in Israel. I'm not just going to settle for you. I'm going to settle for every enemy there. All of them. And that all the assembly may know that the Lord does not deliver by sword or by spear. Quit fighting them with your mouth and with power of man. Listen to this. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it happened that when the Philistine rose and came and drew near to David, that David... My famous, I love this word more than any word in the history and the story of David's kingship. And David ran toward the enemy. David ran toward the army. You see, he didn't tell Goliath, I'm going to kill you. He said, I'm going to kill all of you. Did you ever see it that way? No. We see it as David, I'm going to kill you because you've defiled the army. And then you're going to, he said, I'm killing you and all of you. There has got to be a house cleaning tonight. You come and you just want to kill a Goliath and God wants to kill the whole Philistine army on your behalf. Somebody say, I'm killing all of you. Every one of you. Enemy. Of God, Satan, I come against all of the kingdom of hell in the name of Jesus. You know the rest of the story? Israel won. David won. I've got this incredible message called The Power of Praise. I'll preach it sometime. But tonight I want to lift my hands up to him. And I want to sing, because he lives. Sing it. Because he lives. Sing it. Listen, this is victory. I can face tomorrow. Sing it to him. Because he lives. Jesus lives. All fear is gone. Because I know he holds me. Hallelujah. Now lift your hands all over this house and sing that to him right now.
Because he lives.
I can face
tomorrow.
Not just Goliath, all of the enemy. How we thank you, Lord. God, we praise you. God, what our eyes can't see, praise can. Lord, I thank you for that. God, I thank you for this great day. What a word this morning from Ruth, and God, what a word tonight that you settled on us from the very beginning of this service, your sweet presence. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you and thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't God good, church? Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Mm. Hallelujah.